Today I want to talk about zero-based budgeting. What it is, why it works, and my favorite tool to help you get started. Before we dive in, hi there, if we haven't met before, I am Lindsay and I love budgeting. I am here to help you see money as a tool to help you live your greatest life and maybe also hopefully learn to love budgeting. So let's go ahead and dive in. First of all, what is zero-based budgeting? At its core, zero-based budgeting is the practice of giving every dollar a job and only the dollars you have. So if you've been in my world for any amount of time, you may be familiar with this phrase of giving every dollar a job. I actually mentioned it in just a few episodes ago when I was talking about YNAB's original four rules. That was episode 14, if you want to go ahead and go back and take a listen to that. And what this means is that instead of just looking back at what you spent last month, you look at the money you have in your bank account right now and decide exactly what it needs to do for you before you're paid again. So if you have $100, you have $100 to work with. Or if you have $1,000, you have $1,000 to budget. And you give every one of those $100 or $1,000 jobs until you get down to zero. Nothing more, nothing less. Every dollar gets a job. Another way to think about this is by asking yourself, what are the absolute necessities like rent, groceries, utilities? What are these things that I have to pay for before I get paid again? This could also be money for gas to get yourself to work, and maybe have a few groceries to keep yourself fed, right? These are necessities. Once those expenses are handled, if you still have money left, you can keep assigning it until you are down to zero. Hence the term zero-based budgeting. So why does this work so well? A few reasons. The first is it eliminates mental accounting. So mental accounting is where you take a peek at your bank account, you see $1,000 in there, and you think, surely I can spend $20 on lunch today, right? But if you forgot about the rent that needs to be paid on Friday, and your cell phone bill that comes out in just a few days, maybe you really don't have that $20 available for lunch. And it's just too much to try and keep all of this in our head. So using a zero-based budgeting tool will solve this problem for you. Second, it helps you embrace your true expenses. So what I mean by that is life is full of expenses that we feel like they're unexpected, but they are actually something that we can begin to prepare for. These are irregular costs like car repairs, vet bills, or even holiday shopping. I mean, you know they will come up eventually, but you don't know how much or when. And like I said, they always seem to pop up at the most inconvenient time. By setting aside a little bit each month for these into what I like to refer to as sinking funds, you can turn a potential financial disaster into a non-event because money is just sitting there waiting to be spent on that expense. Zero-based budgeting also gives you total flexibility and clarity. One of the biggest myths is that budgeting is restrictive. Whereas in reality, zero-based budgeting allows you to make changes as needed. So if you overspend on groceries by $20, you simply shift it from another category. You are in control and can make real-time adjustments as your life changes. Because life will change, and having a tool that can help you easily adapt is key to making it feel like a seamless event that doesn't derail all of your progress. But also, if you are ready for the next step, I have a free beginner's budget guide that will teach you the four numbers that you must know before you fully dive into budgeting. You can grab that for free at theexuberantelephant.com/guide. Of course, that link will be in the description below. All right, that's all I have for you today. Remember, your biggest, wildest dreams are within reach. I will talk to you next time.